You know, babe, I think you have some thoughts inside your head that you keep to yourself, private, secret thoughts, thoughts that when you think them, make you aroused. So that you find yourself growing inside your pants and your cock, it starts to stiffen at the same time as your groin is tingling and you feel your balls getting tight as they begin to churn. Am I right in thinking that sometimes you feel maybe embarrassed because you assume that I would find these thoughts dirty, deviant, something for you to be a little ashamed of? Is that why you don't speak them to me? Because if that is the case, then I want you to know that, well, I have thoughts too. Filthy, sticky, slippery thoughts. But instead of them embarrassing me, they excite me. I wonder, what if our thoughts are the same? What if some of the things you find dirty or shameful are those that I most desire? You know, one thing I have thought about, but that we've never discussed, is bringing video into our lovemaking. I've always assumed that if I did that, he would feel threatened, as if I was saying he weren't enough of a man to satisfy me, and I need some extra stimulation. And I have to admit, it's true. I do love an erotic video. Every now and then, I run across one that is so arousing, so attuned to what turns me on, that I can come just from watching it. It could be because it's shot so beautifully, or that it captures a special moment, like the moment of penetration, when his penis nudges her soft, wet pussy lips open, and you see them caress and then enclosed out of his cock. Sometimes it's the look of desire in the performer's eyes. They are so into the scene that you know they're not acting anymore. To them, it's real. Their arousal, the sounds they make, the way they seem unable to control themselves. They're not faking it. They actually are getting that much pleasure as they fuck. When I watch a scene like that, I like to use my dildo on myself. I work the head in between my lips, and then I run it over them before inserting it inside me. I feel it throbbing. As I position the rabbit ears just right so that they massage my clitoris, grazing against her, brushing over her. That is such a lovely sensation to be stimulated in two places, in two different ways. But at the same time, fuck, that feels amazing. You know, I also have my magic wand, and when it dances delightfully all over me, when I feel those light vibrations against my clit, it's a tease that I don't get with anything else. And I have always wanted to use it on you. Can you picture it? We're on the bed, a shared laptop in front of us, or maybe we're casting onto the TV screen. There'd be beautiful, arousing images on the screen, and the sensual sounds of sex, moaning, sighing, crying out in desire. Can you see them? And as we'd be watching, I'd be kissing you and squeezing your balls or licking you down to your taint while I was using the wand on you. I would hold it so it was vibrating against your cock, stimulating you in places you found most pleasurable. I'd use it to pull your foreskin back, or I'd let it graze over your balls before edging it all around the rim of your cock hat. You wouldn't know what to focus on. the eroticism on screen, or the direct stimulation from my wand, my mouth, my fingers, the warmth of my hand on your penis, the urge you feel in your balls as I kiss you. Sliding my lips over my mouth, my tongue licking along your bottom lip, like this. I've been thinking about you all day. Work was awful, but the way I got through it was by thinking about tonight, when we could connect like this. I'm so glad we have this time, babe. Why don't you dial up a scene you like? One that's guaranteed to make you aroused. You must have them.
I know you do.
Pause listening to me for a couple of minutes if you want to find it. It's okay. Your girl will be here when you come back.
Found it.
Good. Now, press play. That's it. So, the scene. Tell me what you like about it. Why does it arouse you so much? You like how she kisses him?
Oh,
well, that part. It's easy. Come here, lips. What else? How she uses her tongue. You mean on his cock? How she licks it. Up and down the shaft. Like this. Is that what you like? Or is it how she uses her tongue to lick all over his tip? And then how she flicks it all around the rim of that fool. Purple hat. Like this. Does that feel good for you? Is the pressure building inside you? Are your bones starting to stretch and churn? How about I run my fingers over them, gently and slowly, like this, and maybe squeeze them a little. That's so nice, isn't it, babe? So, what's it going to be? What's going to push you over the edge? Because we both know that's where you're going. Will it be me or the video? Which will make all that lovely gum. You better choose me, dear listener. Get forced about your bones and up your shaft until it spills out on my face, in my mouth, and over my lips. I want it to be me. Me who takes you there. Babe, move the wand down to your balls. I want to suck you. You are very hard today, babe. It's okay. You can keep watching the video as long as I can keep sucking you. Are you close? Can you come for me? Please, babe, come for your girl. She needs to see you spilling out of that lovely cock. And dribbling down that shaft. So I can lick it up. Come for me, please. That's it. Look at you twitching and listening to you moaning. That's it, babe. Let it all out of you. Give me your sweet, sweet seed. You came very hard. It's pretty nice when a hidden fantasy becomes a reality, isn't it? So, when you've had time to recover, maybe you can tell some more thoughts you've had. The ones that secretly excite you the most. And maybe we can do something about them. Deal?